T-E-D-O-N, nothing heard. T-D to XP.
Nothing heard here either. Thank you very much, Pat. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see, a couple of options come around the street. Things going on tomorrow evening. We've got a meeting that is the first of our planning sessions for the fall exercise. Yes, it's that time of year. October 12th will be here soon enough. So mark your calendars for the second Saturday in October. It's on the ARPLC website calendar as well. We'll have our idea gathering tomorrow and probably come out with the basic scenario before long. Then the plan to choose to send the plan out to y'all 1 month prior to the exercise, just as we've been doing in the past. Tuesday, I'll be down to Diamonddale. We have the second drill for Fermi 2, and that is just ahead of the evaluated exercise, which will be later this month. So looking forward to getting down there for that. And then Wednesday evening is the Region 5 OXCOM committee, subcommittee meeting. That's part of the RECWID, the Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group. And now you know why we call it RECWID. So anyway, if you're interested in joining that, if you don't have it, you're not already on the list, just drop me a note or a win link, K-E-A-G-O-N, and you can get an invite to that. It's on Zoom at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. All right, with that, let's go to KDA-RHB, followed by MAAB. KDA-RHB, Mr. Brett, what's happening down your way?
Good afternoon, Max. Good to hear you. Good to hear those of you on the net. Not too much going on here, at least around the district. District's been quiet. Working on hoping to fill the vacancy in St. Joseph County pretty soon, so stay tuned there. Also, looking at this upcoming week, I'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I will be in the MOCOM trailer at the Calhoun County Fair, and I'll be basically being dispatched. So looking forward to that. Took some time off of work to be able to support that. So that's a good learning opportunity for me and supporting the served agency. Not too much other than that. As of now, went to Detroit this weekend and hung out there. Not too much OXCOM radio related or CERT stuff going on. So I'll give it back to you, Max. Let me circle back. We did have an EF2 last week. So in St. Joseph County. It just went just south of my work in the southwest corner of Kalamazoo County, and it went into, it started just north and west of Three Rivers, and that's where it wound up. It was about 8 miles long, and it started out as an EF1, their original ranking, and then they upgraded it to an EF2, so I left my work and went and spotted. Didn't see anything, but too close for comfort there. Anyways, that's all I got. Thanks for doing it. This is KD8RHB.
All right, KD8RHB, KD8RHB. Wow, yeah, getting close to the weather like that. Not necessarily the way you all have it so glad to know that you came through that all one thing. And it would be nice to hear about getting the rating system up in St. George County. That would be good to hear. That's fun at the fair. Don't eat too many elephants here. Next up, we've got MAAB to be followed by KAJDD. Mr. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Working on the bench today, tuning up some duplexers for another repeater I'm going to put on the air, but nothing important here. Just riding along and trying to do my part. Thank you guys for being here. It's a little short. I think Jeff's out of town today, so I don't know if anybody was there to link everything else in or not, but I'm here. So thanks for being that control, and I'll sit here and listen out in case I'm needed. I need OBU.
All right, well, we appreciate you riding along and providing OBU every week. That's good, great service to have. next we go to TAGDD to be followed by KW5AS. This is Jim. How are things in Washington?
KADLN and the net, this is KJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. His name is Jim. The people we just find got a little rough in spots. The propagation is kind of weird, but that's sort of what happens when you're in a minor geomagnetic storm, I suppose. But everything went well. Appreciate WDA USA running the net. What's happening here, one local radio club, Arrow, has a guy in that's going to be talking about fractional HF antennas on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to checking that out, seeing what's going on. And other than that, the only thing is there is a possibility, I'll find out probably tomorrow for sure, that I may be over in Wayne County sort of participating on the second exercise. Looking forward to that if that comes through. That'll be a great chance to sort of get over and see what's going on over in Wayne County. So I'm hoping I get the chance to go do that. Other than that, I've got a hex beam that is sitting down there calling for me to put together. And so I got some paint, some other goodies, and one of these days, when I finally get around to a little extra time, I will go through and set that up. I had a 17-meter box in at one point, and a solar UV sort of eventually took out the fishing poles I used as shredders. So looking forward to get back and having a beam on 20 and 17. I figured that's the only ones that really need. Other than that, there's not a heck of a lot going on here. Enjoying the weather, having some great weather here for a change. Actually, in Michigan, the weather's not bad at all most of the time. And so I'm grateful for that. Anyway, thanks for running the NetMax, and I'll take it back to you. K-E-A-T-O-N, this is K-8-J-B-D.
All right, Jim, thank you very much for the report there. KHADE is KEAPN, Michigan Section AIPICN. I look forward to hearing you when, if you do get over to Wayne County, if they let you on the radio. We'll be listening from Diamonddale there. We're also, I should mention, we're going to have a couple of injects, I guess, so we're going to see if you can contact Wisconsin. They're affected, and I'll see if they can. When they've operated on the Region 5 maps, you mentioned that, and most of the operators tend to be running from their home locations. I go to the RCOC when it's my turn to be net control, mainly because the equipment's better, and that also gives us a chance to really test on that location as well. Hopefully you get down there, and like I said, hopefully we'll get to chat with you. All right, next we go northbound. We're going to go up to Menominee, KW5AS, to be followed by WDUSA. Hey, Skip, I waved when we drove by. I don't know if you saw me or not. What's happening up your way?
This is KW5AS. Good afternoon, good night. First of all, I can hear everybody. Just that alone is a great achievement. And sorry I missed your wave. I was looking, but couldn't find you at the time. As far as what's going on here, well, I've been tinkering around. I have Windlink working both on packet and backport. I have managed to, on a good night when propagation was good, I managed to catch a packet station in Wisconsin that I could actually test out and send. So I've got backdoor packet working. Was working on digital modes. I was running an old version of Mixed W 2.0 and 2.1. But anyways, it allowed me to use Olivia, but not a lot of other modes like FT8 wasn't invented yet back then. So I for a while there, I tried some other software, couldn't get it to work. So I'm in the process of just hooking the old Mixed W backup on my old TF2000. Right now I'm on the 590. I've got two HF rigs. I had two of them for when I was in hurricane territory. That way I can actually split the station into two and have one station ready and hooked up for PAC-4 while the other one could actually run voice. So I have one for digital, one for voice. And it worked out pretty well, time. And I assume that I'd like to see if I could talk to some people around here to set up similar to what I had in Texas. I had a good station that I could run on battery or generator. So what I could do is when you had EOCs that were not in great spots with great antennas, I could be a relay station where I could pick up the traffic and then pass the traffic on to the EOC and back and forth. Which was fun. Other than that, just kind of tinkering around. I know winter's going to be here soon, so I'm trying to get all the outside stuff done so I can do the inside tinkering for winter. And also, I'd like to get the house started and the house order. I think I will probably sell the place next year. Just getting older, and I think that I would rather not shovel snow the rest of my life. And I'm over that control, KW5A.
All right, thanks for the report. KW5AF, KEAPUM, Michigan Section AR, PRCNet. Having multiple modes of Windlink available to you is a good thing. You never know if you're going to be able to reach out and touch somebody, and so having options there is a good thing to have on the table. Please plan, right? And then as far as portable setups go, I know that they play with portable stations and game relays a lot on the east side of the peninsula there, so it's good to be able to have some portable capabilities over on that side as well. There's something that you should be able to connect end-to-end, I would hope, and two relays at least be able to do something there. So. Sounds like a really good way to go there. So, let's see, with that, let me go to USA, that's going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. So, Mr. Joe, first off, thank you for taking the news this afternoon. I unfortunately was not able to join, but WDUSA, how are things? How's everything else going?
Yeah, KATON and the Michigan Archinet, WDUSA, first of all, your station's a good reel. A lot of all of them are good readable or better, which is a delight. 60 was extremely short, so was 40 to a great degree. I guess we had that minor solar storm going on, so it's new. But, and then there were some problems with D-Star, but we collected them all on DMR. So, yeah, it was a challenge, but yeah, you're frequently challenged, so you just deal with it. And Skip, just some information for you. If you're planning on moving into a condo situation, be aware of restricted covenants. Man, you don't want to get yourself into that bailiwick. So just a word of warning. I tend to avoid that, and I have no intention of getting into that situation. I'd rather shovel snow. Matt, question for you. When is this district up for this net over?
WD8USA, this is KD8RHB. Net control doesn't have a good copy on you. What is your question for relay?
My question is, when is district 6 up for this net? As control, over.
Stand by. WD8USA, 2 weeks from today, August 25th, over.
Okay, August 25th, there, Max is not hearing me. If you could relate to Max that, okay, I'm going to write that down. CNET. All right, Michigan. Sixth District. All right. And also relay to Max that I would like that link for the Wickwick meeting on Wednesday, and we'll be able to make it. And also, Max, if you're hearing me, my main project over this summer has been getting the antenna system up at the new Red Cross building on Broadmoor in Grand Rapids. The antennas are all up. So next week we'll start running the feed lines from outside into the shack. and then wait for the professional installers to do the groundwork, and then that project will be done. So that's my big project. Basically all summer is getting that system up and running. And it'll be a complete system. It will have PACTOR 3, DHF, UHF complete, also 2 meter sideband and other modes, DMR, it'll have that, and D-Star. So it'll be a pretty complete setup when we're done. So I guess that's about it and like I said, I'm here all station, it's pretty good. But evidently I hit it to max, but that stands to reason. What I experienced on the Oxcom not today. Wish everybody a great rest of the weekend, and Max, back to you. WDA USA, over.
All right, thanks, Joe.
KEA
DON, did you copy any of that?
Negative, just got right into my lifeline, fortunately.
All right, so comments from WDA USA. He's asking if you could send him the link for the Requid meeting on Wednesday. He also mentioned that they've been focused on the antenna system in Grand Rapids at the Red Cross building. Said that they're getting, it should have PACTOR 3, VHF, UHF, DMR, and D-Star, and a few other things there. So that was his main message back to you, over.
Okay, Roger, thank you for relaying. I will be sending out the meeting reminder probably tonight. So thank you again for the relay there, Brett. This is KEADON, Michigan Chesterly, DICNET, and we reached the bottom of the roster, so I'll take a pause here and see if there's anything else you'd like to check in. Please call now.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, and Saginaw County.
KCAYDF, everyone else wishing to check in. In relays. All right, Mr. Rand, KCAYDF, forward to us for comments. How are things in Saginaw?
This is KC8YVF, Ron, UCRO for Saginaw County. Not too much going on here in Saginaw County this month. Back on the August 6th, we participated in the National Night Out, part of the county event. Had a very good showing, even though it had rained quite a bit earlier in the day. They were still able to get the event off. Normally they bring in a helicopter or two, but none of those arrived this year because of the weather, the cloud cover and things like that, so that did not happen. But they were able to adjust to put all the vehicles on in the parking lot rather than on the lawn where they normally park them. It's out held normally at the Saginaw Township soccer fields. But it turned out very well attended. 2,000-3,000 people at least. We had our county communications trailer set up. There were 7 of us there that were manning the trailer to do tours through the comms trailer, talk about amateur radio, emergency service, weather spotting, and whatever else they wanted to know. So we did set up at 5 o'clock. The event started at 6, ran to about 9 o'clock, and like I said, we had a good turnout there for that. Coming up on the 22nd is our next Aries training. This is our normal welcome back kind of thing. We give them July off, so we do kind of a little cookout to start out tonight, and then we do a movie night where we come up with some emergency type of preparedness, movie-related type thing. We've been doing this for probably 10, 12 years. So it welcomes everybody back. They get something to watch that's kind of emergency and preparedness oriented. So it's a good time. September, we'll be in mode. We'll be doing our training down at our 911 center at the conference room there in preparation for the SAT in October. So hopefully we'll have a little preliminary information that I can pass along to everybody at that meeting, since it falls the fourth Thursday of the month there in September. So that's what I've got from Saginaw County. Back to net control, KCYVF.
All right, KCYVF, can you be on Michigan Section PLC, man? Well, I will.
Okay, yes, and I plan right now as to be able to get the exercise plan out by about the 14th of September, so I think that might work out for you as to being able to have information to send along. So earlier than that, I had mentioned that that's our first planning session will be tomorrow night, and of course the set itself will be on October 12th. Let's see here. Let's see. Once again, at the bottom of the roster for the Michigan Section AFPSC. That, if there's anyone else wishes to call before we close, please call now. All right. Hearing none, we had a runtime of 23 minutes and 7 seconds. Thank you very much for joining this afternoon. That will conclude this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Next week, District 5 has a turn at the wheel. And we wish everyone a good, safe, and healthy week ahead. This is KEDON closing this session and returning this frequency to normal LTEs. KEDON.
Thanks for being net control. Thanks to everybody that participated. We'll try to catch you again next week, 73, and it'll be you clearing the remote.
I appreciate your help, KEDON.